The Queensland Premier has arrived in Tokyo to make the final bid for Brisbane to host the 2032 Olympics. Anastasia Palaszczuk flew out yesterday with Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. The Federal Sports Minister Richard Colbeck and the President of the Australian Olympic Committee John Coates, they're also expected to attend. And the Premier's trip comes despite more than 130,000 people signing an online petition calling for her to stay at home. A decision on whether Brisbane will host the Olympics will be announced on Wednesday night after a vote. Federal MP Ted O'Brien has been Prime Minister Scott Morrison's representative on the Olympics delegation that's been attempting to secure the Games. And Ted O'Brien joins us now. Thanks for being with us. How confident are you that we will get the Games here in 2032?
Well, I'd probably use the word hopeful rather than confident at this stage, Thomas. Look, it is looking good. We're looking strong. We are indeed very hopeful. But anyone who's been involved in deals before, particularly the size of Olympic deals, knows that it's not done until it's done. So we do have an incredibly important 48 hours ahead of us. It will be Wednesday evening our time.
Okay, but what else
the
needs,
IOC will find out.
What else needs to be done? What are the challenges in the next 48 hours to secure this?
We've been on this for years, I can assure you. And any
it comes
deal
down to 48
is not done
hours.
Until it's done. And so we have further presentations. So let me take you through what goes on from here. Firstly, the end game is this. The IOC, the International Olympic Committee session, so over 100 IOC members, will cast a vote on late Wednesday at their session in Tokyo. They are not delegates of nations. They are individual members. So each and every one of them can decide whether or not Brisbane wins the right to host the Games in 2032. In the lead up to that vote, they will be hearing presentations and have an opportunity for questions and answers from an Australian delegation. That delegation will be led by the Prime Minister from Canberra, and so he will be connected through. He will be doing a presentation on behalf of the Commonwealth. We also have on the ground, as you mentioned, our sports minister, Senator Colbeck. Then there will also be a presentation from the Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, and then the Brisbane Lord Mayor, Adrian Schrinner.
Okay.
Now,
but
this is important because this is the final pitch.
It is the final pitch, but you says it's years in the making. There's been a lot of questions with the current situation about why the Premier and the delegation travelled there. Will these last 2 days of presentations make a difference? Would it actually sway anyone's vote?
Well, if you ask anybody who's in public office whether or not the last 48 hours of an election campaign is important, everybody will say yes. You know, what you cannot do, even if our bid is looking strong, and it is, you cannot have hubris. You cannot display any degree of arrogance. This is ultimately a decision for the IOC.
Why then do you think that other members of the federal government, we heard from Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews, for example, they've been critical of the Premier, accusing her of hypocrisy over travel arrangements?
Well, I haven't heard any criticism from any of Australia's leaders about the idea of us pitching in Tokyo. Where there has been concern has been with the Premier's position with respect to quarantining. And that is what a lot of people have called out. And if I'm not mistaken, the Queensland Premier herself had conceded that she completely understands people's concerns in that regard.
On that
where
note,
people have been pushing back, it has been more on the COVID related quarantining issue rather than against the Olympic bid. I can assure you.
Yeah, because
I can assure you that the Minister of Home Affairs is actually a champion supporter of our bid for Southeast Queensland, and
no doubt,
as are all of my colleagues.
And no doubt, and hopefully we're over COVID in 2032. But the Premier was questioned by your colleagues in the state opposition on Friday just on that quarantine issue over who would pay for hotel quarantine on her return. I mean, in your view, is that a legitimate concern? Who pays the bill?
Look, we're a liberal democracy, and this is one of the reasons why we're such a strong, stable country. And I'm going to be the last person trying to criticise any person in public office raising issues. I mean, here we are on the eve of an Olympic bid, and I think one of our strengths is that we are a stable, secure country.
Where do you stand on that issue, though? Sorry to interrupt, but I just want to know where you stand on that issue of who pays for the quarantine bill.
Look, the quarantine bill for the Premier, while I haven't looked at it, the Premier should be treated like any other citizen of Queensland. That's the short of it.
Okay.
So that should be the guiding principle.
Okay, I appreciate the response to that question. But, you know, there was this petition, 131,000 signatures, about whether the Premier should go. But just broadly, how do you rate the level of local support for the Games bid at the moment?
Look, to be honest, I think people are either very supportive or they're not 100% sure it's even going on. Right now, we are just amidst the most extraordinary time with COVID-19. I think the penny is yet to drop. I'm speaking to a lot of people who have raised eyebrows in surprise that we're even a look-in for the Olympic Games. I mean, this is quite an extraordinary period of time. And I think it's hard to crack through the noise of COVID. And this is why it's also so important for us as a nation. This would be the third time that we would be hosting the Games. And with all of the uncertainty in the world, if Australia was bestowed that honour by the IOC, that tells a message to the world about Australia as a safe haven. It also tells a message that we have a very clear plan as a nation as we come out of COVID-19. I think once people understand the importance of the opportunity, I do believe that you will see a groundswell of support. This is an opportunity for the nation. It would be the first time that any country would be granted the rights to an Olympics with over a decade as a runway. What we can do with that for social policy, what we can do with that for sports diplomacy, for accelerating the delivery of infrastructure, foreign direct investment inbound into Australia for trade, is quite extraordinary. Once people understand that securing the Games is not about 2 weeks of sport, this is about two decades of benefits. Once that is understood, you do see a lot of people say, aha, I love that idea, regardless of whether they're sports nuts or not.
Indeed. Pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure, Thomas. All the best.
Take care. Federal MP Ted O'Brien there, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison's representative on the Olympics delegation that's been attempting to secure the Games for Brisbane in 2032.